Fleetwood Mac's everywhere. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, people. 6th of February morning to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. And morning to you.
Good morning, me.
You.
Thank you very much, Jim.
There, I gave you a special good morning.
You did a big finger in the gob nearly.
That's it.
Well, not
you.
Quite in the
you're
gob. That would have been very weird.
You're on the air. It would have been great, wouldn't it, if we had a team like that, like they used to have when you see in the old movies, the Pathé News.
Oh, yeah.
If Mike had to stand outside and point at us when he wanted to talk, you're on the air.
Yeah. In fairness, he has to do that to me sometimes anyway.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it's even more than that. Sometimes you have to get poked with a stick and all just to...
Well, a couple of times...
Yeah, you're right.
A couple of times I've got a phone call. Are you coming in?
Anyway, morning, folks. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. News breaking, of course, of the death of the great Kirk Douglas.
What age is he? 103?
103.
Gee, isn't that unbelievable?
As Dan in Cork, who's obviously very cruel, always cruel, said, sorry to hear that Jim's classmate, Kirk Douglas, passed away.
So now that
he's out of the way, can we establish once and for all, I am Spartacus.
Yeah, you'd have to
Thank
be.
Thank you. I am Spartacus.
Look
now.
At him.
Right.
El now Spartacus that he's gone, over here.
Now that he's gone, that's me. I want no dispute about it.
Jeepers, isn't that mad?
I am Spartacus.
But wasn't he a real nutcase in his life at the end?
Was he?
Well, I think he was a mad sort of NRA guns to from my dead hands type of fella.
Well, it is now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But for 103 years, he didn't do too badly, did he?
Some going. Taught him everything he knew, you know.
Yeah.
I remember him as a child.
But like, you're one of them fellas. There's not letting me fellas get your age on there as mobile as you are. I'd say you'd be wondering, like, I don't know, when is it enough, do you think? What point in your life do you think?
Like, you mean when he got to 100, should he have said, this is ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, when is this over?
Well, at 102.
When did he finish?
When he was celebrating his 103rd, was he sitting there going,
I mean, yeah. If this goes on much longer, I'd be as old as your man on that radio station.
Yeah. Poor fella be thinking if he shot himself, the bullets would bounce off his head. Yeah, I'm actually immortal. I'm immortal.
Yeah, he was probably throwing himself in front of things and everything. Look, see?
Still nothing.
R.E.M. Losing My Religion here at Classic Hits. Almost 14 minutes past 6. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, 6th of February. A couple of people pointing out that they think you're making a mistake. They think you're mixing up Kirk Douglas with Charlton Heston, that he was the big NRA nut. He apparently was the one who issued that line from my cold dead hands at some NRA rally.
All right. Oh, there you go. As usual, don't listen to a word I'd be saying.
Also, quick happy birthday. Before we do the birthdays officially, could you wish the best mam in the world, Josephine O'Callaghan from Cork, big happy birthday today. Apparently massive fan of the show. Looking forward to seeing us all the next time we roll into the voodoo rooms in Cork.
Yeah.
For our next party, whenever that turns out to be.
Well, when was the... Oh, it's a while now since the last one, isn't it?
I can't remember, actually.
So, could be any time.
Yep.
Anyway, wait on the announcement.
Comes in from her daughter, Mary, Dog Prince, and all the family in Cork.
Dog Prince?
As in, the dog who's called Prince.
Oh, I prefer someone that's a prince of dogs.
Could be.
Yeah.
Maybe he's...
Well, well done, Dog
he's
Prince.
King of the canines. Right, also, Fergal's very excited about one of the birthdays today. In fact, it's very good, actually. Very appropriate, because there's a great meme doing the rounds at the moment in the build-up to the election on Saturday.
Yeah.
About this man. And if you were to vote for him, he will never give you up, never let you down, never run around.
That's very good.
Never desert you.
It is, of course.
He's never going to make you cry. He's never going to say goodbye. He's never going to tell a lie. He'll never hurt you.
But he'll also never tell you what constituency he's running in.
Yep, it is the man Rick Astley's birthday
today.
Wow,
that's brilliant. Good on you, Rick Astley. He was one of the lads. He literally walked away from it all at its pomp and at its height.
The whole Stockdick and Waterman thing and all
yeah,
that, yeah.
Like Waterman, your man, what's his name? Pete Waterman always tells the story that he was the one that everybody else got to that point and then realised that was it. That was cash in the bank.
Yeah.
All you had to do was just tour and make millions and millions and millions. And he went, nah, I don't want to.
What did he do then? What did he go off and do?
Oh, he stayed doing music and all, but he just went, nah. I'm not into that. I don't
in
want
other words, I don't want the manufacturer.
I don't
stuff.
Want the big time. I don't want it. I don't want big tours. And I didn't want it. He just wanted to do his own thing, do his own
it's
gigs.
Glass, and now he plays Glastonbury and all.
Yeah, but he still bangs around doing his own bits and pieces. He's it was incredible what he did.
Fair play.
Incredible what
and
he did.
He's like he is, manufactured or not, he's a genuinely good chanter. The man has a voice.
Do you remember we saw him on that video doing George Ezra's song,
Shock?
That's
right, yeah,
and he's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's a lot better at it than the Ezra fella. Isn't he? He's brilliant.
Yeah. Good old Rick, eh?
Good old Rick
Astley. I mean, because that Rick Rowling thing on the internet, remember that? Where, like, you click on some link for anything and all you get is a thing of Rick Astley singing.
Like, it would turn up, like, you'd see something that would be relevant for the time. Like, yeah. Mary Lou McDonald says, Mary Lou McDonald caught mooching Micheál Martin in the back of a taxi. And you'd be like, what? And you click on it and it's never going to give you up.
Yeah.
Silly old stuff.
Right, how old is the bell Rick Astley?
He's 54. Oh, is he?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
jeepers,
yeah.
Fair play
he's
to him.
On the fifth floor. Right, sticking with the music, Axl Rose.
Axl Rose, yeah.
Guns N' Roses front man.
Once.
And General Lula.
Well, yeah. he was once like the wild child of rock and roll. The main man, the person everyone looked to. And now he looks like one of them bingo ladies, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like the way
him and Steve Tyler would be like a great drag act.
There's something about it, isn't there? They really do look like little old ladies that are going in and who are about to have a huge fight over a porcelain
porcelain dog. Yeah,
yeah.
And there's everybody always has stories as well about Guns N' Roses concerts, about them being late or...
Yeah, I was at the one in Slane and they were so late.
Yeah, and I think it was...
Went home.
Was the one in Dublin as well when it used to be The Point? Did they ever play there?
Oh,
stories of like eventually rocking up on stage.
I don't know, I can't
remember. An hour and a half late. And
and it was all about Axl Rose apparently. He was the one that used to throw the Divas drops and all that, yeah. But what else would you expect, you know? Big mad wild ginger on vodka back in the day. I'd say, or the Southern Comfort or whatever, Jack Daniels, that's what they were mad for, wasn't it?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I'd say he's 55.
Not bad, 58.
Jeepers.
58 he is, 58. Right, what about one of your
own? He looks like a little old lady, he is one.
Comedian Jimmy Tarbuck.
Oh my God. Jimmy Tarbuck
is still rocking around, apparently.
Oh my God, I did not know he was still alive. I know that's terrible, but there you go. Seeing as though I completely slandered Kirk Douglas today, I better get it right. With Jimmy Tarbuck.
Yeah, so Lisa Tarbuck was the sort of
that's
actress.
Right,
so her dad.
Poor dad.
He's the sort of Saturday Night the Palladium bloke, isn't he? Is that him?
There was a lot there, I suppose.
Yeah.
And what a Bruce Forsyth song. Imagine being at that Saturday Night at the Palladium.
Yeah,
or Sunday Night at the Palladium, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That would have been... Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sunday Night at the Palladium. Wasn't that the song?
Really? Was
there
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Bruce Forsyth would come out, he'd be the host and they'd all start playing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sunday Night at the Palladium. And then he did start introducing the Axe True song and everything. It must have been one of the biggest nights ever to be at. It must have been absolutely
Jimmy Tarbuck used to always, I can always think of him in a tuxedo.
He was almost too well dressed for a comedian.
Yeah, imagine you rocking up to, I don't know,
Vicar Street or
the Cork Opera House or somewhere.
Or Drake and Blanchardstown or something. And I'd be
in a tux.
Yeah.
Now then.
Doing that, especially if I start talking like that. Now then, thank you for coming, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Blanchardstown on a Sunday and something.
I'll give you this one as well, to be fair. Significant age for Jimmy
Tarbuck. It's not helping because he could be 80 or 90. I'll go with 80 to be kind.
80 is the right.
Yay.
Well done, right. And the next one, this is the first time I've ever written somebody down, right? And normally I'd write them down, I'd write, you know, whatever, singer, footballer, you know, whatever, some sort of description of.
Yeah.
This, I've literally just written down this bloke and written celebrity. Because I really don't know what you would attribute to him. Callum Best.
Callum Best, yeah.
Is celebrating his birthday today.
You're right, he is. He's just a celebrity.
Like, what is his thing? He's been a model.
He's George's young fella.
That's
it.
Did a bit of acting, I think. Snogged a lot of ladies.
Loads of very nice ladies.
Yeah.
Which is what's happened
snogger.
When you're
inheriting
a million. Should
have written him down as celebrity snogger.
Celebrity snogger. That's a great... I'd love that job. celebrity snogger.
Yeah.
Comedian and celebrity snogger. That's our job for you. Yeah, I know. He started. It was all the reality TV. That's what he got known
he's
for.
He's like originally that sort of It Boy thing, isn't it? Just he's
kind
just
of
one of them. He's
kind
just,
of.
He's famous for being famous.
Yeah, they're like the Tara Palmer Tompkinson thing and all that. And not too far off the same sort of time. He was celebrity snogger extraordinaire, much like his Elva, to be honest. His Elva,
he didn't lick it off a stone.
Didn't they come in and see George drunk in the bed? Two women next to him, and he was all this.
One of them, I think, was a Miss World.
Was it? Yeah. And he says, "Where did it all go wrong?" And he was like, "You don't get it, man. You don't get it."
Right, Callum Best, celebrity snogger then.
Celebrity snogger Callum Best is 41.
39.
Fart off.
Not a million miles away. Well, I'll squeeze in the last one. I wasn't necessarily going to do this one, but he is one of our own, and he is a great 6 times Oscar nominated, but from the other side of the camera, if you know what I mean. Jim Sheridan.
Oh, Jim Sheridan, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Movie Man himself.
Yeah, the man behind My Left Foot.
I was just about to say, he does a lot of work with your mate up in the hills.
Absolutely, and In the Name of the Father.
Yeah. Yeah, he does all of that sort of work.
Still waiting to be included in one of those movies, Jim. Just to let you know.
Yeah. Jim, our Jim is waiting for you. Yeah. He's been in the hills for ages.
I've been like, you know.
You keep knocking on the wrong door and getting the grumpy lad.
Yeah.
Our Jim's much sounder.
Absolutely. I'm in the village. You don't even have to go outside the village. Just, you know what I mean?
And you can.
I'm just opposite the two pubs there. Just give us a show.
And you'll share a packet of crisps, would you?
Absolutely.
Unlike Daniel Day-Lewis.
Actually, I watched a Daniel Day-Lewis movie off Netflix recently.
Off Netflix.
And you know the way I'm you know, obviously we're very close friends, me and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Again, he doesn't realise it, but we are very close friends. But this was awful.
What was it?
It was called Phantom Thread.
Oh, jeez.
It was about a bloke who makes dresses.
I've seen the first 10 minutes of it.
It was shocking.
It was shocking, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And what is he doing in it?
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Who, what is he even supposed to be?
And the whole thing at the end of it, you're like, what was that about?
Oh, I didn't see. I couldn't stick. I watched the first 10 minutes of it and I was like, I'm pretty sure this is a very weird thing.
Yeah, yeah. You were right. It was a very weird thing.
That's what the only movie that if I.
And I mean, like,
if my ma was to walk into the room, I'd put on the porn in case you caught me watching it.
Yeah, the next time Daniel rings and says, do you want to go out for a few pints? Okay, it hasn't never happened before, but I'm sure it will happen in the future.
Of course, yeah.
I'll say it to him. I'll say, you shouldn't have done that Phantom Thread thing. That was rubbish.
Yeah. And he'll go, right, yeah.
Yeah. You're around.
Yeah. You shouldn't have been sneaking around my house.
that wasn't the movie. That was me and me missus. Right, Jim Sheridan, director extraordinaire.
Jim Sheridan is 67.
71.
Fart a bed. It's not happening.
Yeah, the Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way, here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, Thursday, 6th of February, Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it, just 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Communards featuring the brilliant Jimmy Somerville, of course, who'll be at Forever Young again this year. We're going to give you the Forever Young song to listen for very shortly, so stick with us for just a second, because I want to give a couple of shout-outs. 10-year-old Adam Conlon. We've got to say hi to Adam. He's on the road again. He's on his way to Crumlin from Kerry, believe it or not. He's got another hard day ahead of him.
That's a long day. So
that is a long day.
Yeah, it's a long one. Good on you, Adam.
Also in the car is his brother Jake. So hi to you, Jake.
Jeepers.
And lots of love from Mum Becky as well.
You keep an eye on those doctors, Jake.
Yeah.
You make sure they're doing the right thing. You know what to do.
Looking after business. Also, somebody's been on to say... Who is this? This is Mary, I think. Wants us to give a shout out to her hubby Shane and her two boys, 15 and 5 months. Don't know if she gives us their names, though. Anyway, boys, good morning to you.
Good morning, lads. Have a good one.
And Shane as well. Right, I did say I would give you the song for today. Right, so today, if you want to try and win yourself this VIP weekend package for the four of you, to Forever Young. It's all the VIP upgrades, the luxury glamping package from Pitched Perfect Glamping, chance to meet and greet with the artists, all that sort of stuff, you know, at this stage. Going to hand it out on Friday when Sharon Alston will be on the show giving us even more acts for this year's lineup. But today's one is... Wait for it. Bananarama.
Oh, Bananarama.
Venus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. You're right. There will be no fighting or confusion over this one.
No.
Bananarama Venus.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you want me to give you my banana fact now again?
Give me your banana fact.
Yeah. Just on Instagram.
This was the weirdest moment this morning. Out of nowhere, Jim. It was a bit silence. We were just looking at different things. And Jim goes, there's a banana fact I never knew now. And he came out with this banana fact. And we got, it started a whole debate about fruit. So it did. So what's your banana
fact? The banana fact, I just saw it on Instagram, that apparently if a banana is brown speckled with a green stalk, it's been chemically ripened. Whereas if it has a black stalk, it's been naturally ripened. I never knew that. I'm aghast.
I'm aghast that you can chemically ripen a banana. Well, I thought a banana just did its business.
Exactly. I didn't know that. And then it was just saying, I had to relate it to something that PJ would relate to much more readily, which was whiskey.
Yeah.
And it just said, it's a bit like the way, you know, you always say scotches. What's that, fake aged or
well,
something?
Well, no, so it's not. The good stuff isn't at all now, but you can fake age some, yeah.
Whiskies.
Yeah. And then Mike walks in out of nowhere and says, I had a papaya last night or something. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and then gives us the fruit. Fact that eating unripened fruit plays havoc with your stomach.
Oh, we went down the wormhole.
It was extraordinary.
Mike was telling us that he was trying to describe papaya to us two, like, it was like two natives looking at him.
It was like he was trying to talk to two dogs.
Yeah, it was. It was like...
Now, the reason we're not going for a walk today, right? And
then, yeah, we're like two native Irishmen standing on the shore. This is a papaya.
I don't know.
What did he say, a potato?
It's a funny looking potato. but yeah, so we went down the wormhole with the
very
fruit.
Strange. Anyway, listen, the important bit is Bananarama and Venus. That's the song you're listening for. When you hear it, only when you hear it, that's when you jump on the WhatsApp, you put Win and your name and details on a WhatsApp and you get it into us on 087-188-0008. So you'll hear Bananarama, Venus before
or
the end of the show.
Or text in a banana fact. We're well open to banana facts today. I can tell you that much.
Anything could go. Right, also, of course, usual stuff, hit bits, breakfast table quiz. Breakfast table quiz is inching along nicely.
It is. It's up. We're needing 12, isn't it?
Dirty dozen.
Yeah, we need a dirty dozen. We need you to pass 11. 11 to score to beat the breakfast table quiz. And it's all about burgers. It's all about burgers and Cork and everything. It's deadly, so it is this week.
Cool.
And on the classicling hitling bit, we're up to €1,180.
Nice one.
Yeah,
nice
so there's low. We're giving away everything today.
Yeah.
Except
also,
for bananas.
Except
we just
bananas.
Can't stop talking
we
about
We don't
them.
Have any bananas and Mike wouldn't even bring in a bit of papaya for us. Would you not have even brought it in? It would have made it easier to describe what it was like.
I finished it last night, but I've got another banana fact for you actually.
Oh,
you?
Very good. Yeah, go on.
Do you know why they're bendy?
Why?
Now.
No, I don't. No.
Because when they grow in bunches, this sounds like a joke, but it's not, they actually start to bend towards the sun.
Really?
You mean like most plants, like?
Yeah, but not all plants are bendy.
No, you're not going to bend in the middle of them.
But that's what I heard anyway, yeah. That's what I read recently. Well,
so the bloke that sold him a papaya told him that.
That means if you're picking where to go on your holidays and you spin a banana and it points to wherever the sun is on the map.
Yeah, it's like having it's like a fruit compass.
Yeah.
I think we should do a whole show on fruit facts.
I would be absolutely into it. Unfortunately, it was just us three and a bunch of 5-year-olds, but I'd be into it.
Yeah, Tina Turner, simply the best. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock morning to you. Thursday morning, of course, Friday's Eve. We prefer to think about it, 6th of February. And if you're somebody who, you know, has aspirations, how very dare you for a start of
like
aspirations.
Me.
That you might want to actually... Oh, what? You want to own your own house? Don't
well,
be ridiculous.
I think we can all safely say that in the current day and age, that's literally impossible.
However, PJ has found a man who claims to know
well,
the secret.
It's in the papers today, and apparently there's great tips, it says. So here we go. Save yourself some stress and get on the property ladder.
Wow, I'm all ears.
Now, I don't want to be a smarty pants about this, but having spent the last few years
trying,
doing everything I can to get onto the property ladder,
yeah,
and now getting turfed out of my place for rent being too high, I'm very interested to read this. So, Money Guru has given us his top saving tips to couples who are struggling to save for a mortgage. Well, for a start now. That means I have to get married now.
Right.
Great. Which I wasn't planning on doing to get a house.
Make a note of that.
I was hoping I'd have a place for myself there. So audit yourself, he says. Couples, he says, really don't know what areas to tackle first and should think of spending like rocks and sand. This is what Owen says, right?
And so basically stop using money and try and buy stuff with rocks and sand.
Well, I tried that as well, but that doesn't really work. He's saying that people can save, he reckons, about €1,000 in an hour. By just going through their bank statements. So, he goes, right, the rocks are your big expenditures that you have to do, like, you know, your car and your rent and all
right.
that sort of stuff, right? So that's your So that's your rocks.
Yeah, rocks as in around your neck. Yeah,
yeah, gotcha. And the sand is your discretionary expenditure. So drinks with your mates and you're willing to sacrifice. Jeez,
coffee's after the show. Maybe that's your downfall, PJ.
It must be because I don't have any mates and I wouldn't go drinking with them if I did. Print off all your bank statements and go through every single one of them. Do it and don't move into the next line until you either cut the cost or decrease the cost. He's like, do you need Netflix? Or can you just stare at the wall? Is that what you're saying to me? Of course I need Netflix. It's the only thing I have is Netflix. I cancelled everything else. I cancelled the sport. I cancelled me Audible now. I cancelled me iTunes.
Your Audible. What did you cancel your Audible for?
Because I'm trying to make it up. I'm trying to show that I'm not a high-end spender.
Oh,
so
right.
I bought about a good few books and then I cancelled it.
Right.
I cancelled that. I cancelled me Paddy Power, which hurt. No. That, I didn't like that. I cancelled that. What else? I'm after cancelling so many things.
I'd say your ma was disgusted that you cancelled your Paddy Power machine.
Yeah. Well, I still, like, look, I'll run up and get something. Like, I'll go to the shop for the odd times. You know, there's Leverstown coming up soon again, isn't there?
Yeah.
So look how much money you're spending on apps and food and coffee and alcohol. Right, the coffee with the lads here, is that's me.
Yeah, right, that's it now. That means, you know what, this is going to happen now. That means me and Mike aren't getting the coffee anymore.
See out the week, lads. We'll see out the week. So that's one of the ones. And he says, you know the way you'd be naming a fund that you'd be saving for, the rainy day fund or something?
Yeah.
Right, he says, don't name it that. Rename it to the deposit for the house fund or whatever.
Oh, you know, okay, so that, right.
Because, you know, a rainy day, you might think, well, do you know something, today's a rainy day, I'm in a bad mood. He's got a point on this. And you go, well, yeah. So look, you have to live, don't you?
Yeah.
But where's your, so you'll
or
spend
people,
that.
People who have their escape money.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly,
that,
yeah.
That the other one doesn't know about.
Well, you won't spend your deposit money, but you'll spend the escape. If you name an account the escape hatch, it's probably not going to last. Increase your income. Never thought of that.
Oh, God.
Never thought of that.
Why did they? How did we not think of that? Why don't we just earn more money, PJ?
I have three jobs. I'll fit in a fourth.
Get Andy Bad News on the line there. Would you say that to him?
The lads
are telling us we need to just earn more money, Andy.
Sure, Jim got me a new job and I don't get paid for with the Saturdays.
Okay, not the greatest job I've ever gotten yet, admittedly.
Definitely
right.
Not, yeah. So a second job might seem drastic. Not really. I'm doing three and I still can't get there. Look at this. I mean, it's like he wrote this just to annoy me. So, and then maybe don't go on holiday and try and make money on your summer break. I've done that for 3 years. 3 years. Lots of people have skills that they can transfer to give it to their employer, right? So he's saying, but that doesn't mean you can just have employer relationship skills. What about getting paid for your hobby? What about that? Maybe you do a bit of martial arts
hobby?
Lessons or something like that. You know, maybe dance lessons.
What's
your
hobby? You could
talk.
You could become a teacher of comedy. You could teach people how to be stand-up comedians.
Why don't I just be a comedian,
Dylan? Well, you could always do that as well.
It's nice to know that I have you have my back.
Yeah.
Nice to know that you're supporting me, clap me on the back here going,
absolutely.
Why don't you try be a bit of comedy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could teach people how to be comedians.
Yeah, well.
And then you could send them off into the world.
Well,
to bring you back money.
I only ever coached one person and he ended up being an award winner. Do you know who that was? Mr. Jackass sitting over there, smarty pants. Who won an award and I still haven't.
God.
So earn more money.
Hope you're not looking for payment for that.
Which?
That.
I'm not sure. Are you joking me?
Because I don't have that on me at the moment.
You're the only person I know who's got me jobs that have cost me money. He's
right,
got me
that's
two
it
jobs
now.
That cost
I'm
me money.
I'm giving up helping you. I'm fed up helping you.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Jim is like the anti-entrepreneur. He walks into your life, costs you a few quid, and he goes, see?
Yeah.
That went well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be like the worst agent you ever had. What am I getting for this? Doesn't matter. Don't be always thinking of yourself. Bigger picture, PJ. Bigger picture. There's more people here than me. You know what I mean? What about me? You know, what about you? You're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's you may say that.
I'm not going to win an award, but you making money.
Yeah.
That's what Jim would be thinking. You want to see how many awards he's after winning in the last few years? Well, it's already the last award he won is hanging over my desk.
Can we get
his award is hanging over my desk?
Can we get back to getting you on the property ladder, please?
Is there any award with my name on it here? No. Oh, Jimmy Cave, radio professional.
Can we get back to getting you on the property ladder, please?
So it says cut out spending on smoking and eating out.
Yeah. Well, come on. Like, when's the last time you smoked?
I had a cigar in 2005.
Right.
And I got
knocked
sick.
That on the head.
That was it.
You want to knock that on the head?
I knocked it on. I had it. I didn't even get to the end of it.
Right.
And I got sick.
Good.
And it didn't agree with me.
Right.
And I haven't. And you know something? I don't think I've even gone socialising since then. I mean, yeah, I eat out an odd time. But that's it. I don't go on the booze. And it says you need to sit down and have a look at your calendar in the month and plan out your weekends and allocate money for what they'll cost you. Well, generally nothing.
Yeah.
I go to the gym and stare at the wall, like, you know.
Maybe
walk that. The dogs. They never charge me, not that I'm aware of.
Right, that's it now. What are we knocking out? We're knocking out the gym, is it?
I don't think I want to go through the rest of these tips. It just seems like the only thing you can do if you want to save money for a house is hold your breath in case they might charge you.
Yeah.
Don't eat, don't smoke, don't go out. God, don't go out.
Yeah.
If you can try and avoid going to work, do that unless it's a third job.
It's incredible.
And then maybe you'll have a deposit so that you can get yourself into debt for a few a few hundred thousand quid.
I'm not sure that your man has, you know, I don't know necessarily that he's telling us something we didn't know. It's because it sounds to me, from what you've said to me, that it's a bit like, tell you what you should do. You should probably earn more and spend less. Really?
Yeah, but what about if you're me and you're on some weird list of people that they will just never want to talk to again? How do I get past that?
What, do you think there's like the equivalent of a wanted poster
I think there's definitely in
banks all over the country with your face on it?
100%
not a wanted poster. And not wanted.
I'm not wanted. I'm the only unwanted. Yeah, I'm the unwanted. I'm literally the unwanted.
An unwanted criminal. Mr. Jones from Counting Crows here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Almost 7:22 Thursday or Friday's Eve, as we prefer, 6th of February. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Much appreciated. Quick reminder, Bananarama and Venus.
Venus, yeah.
That's our song today, our forever young song. We guarantee we'll play it before the end of the show at some stage, only when you hear it. That's when you need to jump on WhatsApp and get Win and your details onto WhatsApp and bash it into us. But only when we play Bananarama and Venus. That's our song for this VIP package.
Very hard to concentrate now. Someone's making toast and can you smell it?
I know. You see, with the doors open.
It's so lovely.
Of late, all of the sort of kitchen smells waft in.
But you know what's happening now?
Is Bear Grylls at it again? Is she?
Oh, no. I don't even know if it's Bear Grylls. Tara, who makes it, who's like, let's be honest with Tara. Yeah. She has this incredible skill where she can make a Carvery dinner with a French toaster and a Swiss Army knife.
Absolutely.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Give her a sandwich maker and what's the other thing she uses? No, a pancake maker and something else.
Anything else.
And she can, yeah. She'll
anything
knock you
else.
Up a, like a blooming
a cigarette lighter.
Course meal.
And a bit of tin foil. And she'll make a dinner. But there's the office upstairs, I've been made aware of this, there's an office up above us here.
Right.
And they have been banned from keeping a toaster. So now everyone
from
in the...
From keeping a toaster?
They have, yeah, because they keep setting off the fire alarm.
Like it was a pet or something?
Like it was a pet. They are not treated as right, and they've been given an order by the courts. They're not allowed a toaster. So now, we get demons from upstairs coming down to us'ns.
Oh.
And they are making toast. And that means you and me, Jim,
We have to endure
talk about a first world problem.
Yeah.
We have to endure the beautiful smell of toast constantly through the
constantly
morning.
Constantly making us hungry.
Yeah.
Which is very unfair.
I mean, I've just had me breakfast.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah. I actually broke me fast this morning. I had a bowl of porridge because I don't feel great.
You know, you've been having a bad run of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, you want to see him. He's like a bear. He's like a shot bear, the way he comes in. Like a bear with a bullet in his bottom. What he's like in the mornings.
But anyway, speaking of Bananarama and sort of food, I did say that a load of people had jumped on the old banana fact bandwagon. Do you want a few of them?
Oh yeah, please.
Do you want a few of them?
You want to see? I was walked out into the office just there a while ago, and Mike was in the middle of a banana fact.
He was in the middle of
Tara.
Mike's doing demonstrations.
He was doing demonstrations with a banana.
He's going to show up in a shopping centre near you.
Yeah,
you'll see him there with a little crowd around him as he demonstrates why bananas are the way they are.
Banana facts with Mike. Yes, it is.
Banana facts
with Mike and yes and
all. Right, here we go. Right, check this out. Banana trees actually move, walk, if you will.
What?
About a meter while they grow. Sorry, a meter a year. Up to a meter a year.
Wow.
Somebody is claiming.
Weird. Who knew bananas were so creepy? They sneak up on you.
Fact about bananas. The scent or smell from a banana makes bees go mad. Whatever it does, it seems to make the bee think that another bee is in trouble. And as a result, may attack you.
Get out of it. It's an anxiety drug for bees.
Yeah, extraordinary. Somebody else has texted as well. Would check this out. A raisin fact. This couldn't possibly be true. This is somebody taking the Michael. Raisin fact. Using Einstein's E equals MC squared, there's enough energy in one raisin to power New York for a day.
Ah, would you get out of it?
Yeah, I think
would you get out of it?
You pushed the boat too far. You pushed the raisin too far there.
How can that? That's a mental
thing. I
thought
there was more banana facts. I don't know where they're gone now.
That's because now people are texting like crazy because you mentioned you were reading the banana texts.
Right.
That always happens.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, but listen, the most important
fact is... demonstrating the banana and how it grows upwards. And he's there, it goes against gravity. No, he's giving it all this demonstration. It was amazing.
I'm telling you, he's going to rock up at a supermarket near you.
I tell you, he'll mad be outside for bananas.
Preaching the banana facts.
The power of the banana. It was like a religious thing. The banana rose from the plant. Followed the sun.
Kiss Me from Sixpence None the Richer here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hit Bit on the way. And you'll certainly be Sixpence More the Richer.
Sixpence More the Richer.
Yeah, that's a pretty lame.
It's not. It doesn't that won't get you that mortgage you're looking for. That's for sure.
Hey, closer. What are we? 1300 and. No, 1100 and. What is them? What is it again? How much money is on the hip?
Oh, 1180 euros.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what
1180! Thank you. Right.
That one left me feeling weird now for a second.
2020. They're still sending in banana facts.
I love
How
that.
How did this happen?
I don't care. I just love that for today, of all days, of a Thursday, and for no particular reason, everybody has gone literally
is
bananas.
Is it the Bananarama thing?
Well, I don't know. That's where it started.
Bananarama Venus being our forever young song.
We mentioned it briefly, and then we all went off on a banana factual basis. We all started
Very
it.
Strange.
It happened off. You started it. Wait a minute. You started it with your...
Me Instagram thing.
No, your message. You were telling us about how you can tell the difference between a chemically ripened.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
But there you go. It was you.
Oh, sorry. Right.
So
okay.
Look at you now, turning around, going, "I don't know why everyone's giving banana." You started the banana facts. Of course, Mike, given a half a chance to mention anything fruity, went off on one.
And
with
of course,
his hipster fruits.
Wouldn't be happy with a plain old banana like the rest of us. Had to go papaya.
Yeah, he was munching papayas last night, so he was delighted to stuff that into the conversation.
Anyway, do you know tarantula spiders apparently build their nest in banana trees?
That makes a banana like a lethal sort of a thing then, doesn't it?
Just be careful. I tell you, there's more lethal facts to come as well. For a start, banana trees are not even trees. They're herbs.
Well, this is the thing as well, because I have heard that a banana and an orange are both technically berries.
There you go.
Technically, they're berries. Whatever way they grow, they're berries. So a banana is a berry.
Yeah. Somebody just couldn't handle the banana facts and went off with a carrot one and said, I think I heard this fact that carrots used to be purple. And nobody would eat them, so they had to change the colour.
Really?
That's cool. I'm just telling you what the person said.
See, this is what happens, right, though. We start these things, and people know we don't know any better, right?
Yeah.
So then they start texting in nonsense, into seeing if we'll read out the nonsense. And then what inevitably happens is we think it's all nonsense. Somebody gives us a really good fact, and we read it out, and we don't believe them, and they get all upset with us.
Well, somebody's claiming now that bananas are actually a herb. In fact, that's the second person that's claimed they're a herb.
A herb.
Bananas grow on plants and they're officially considered a herb, says Damien in Dublin.
A herb.
They're one of the most popular fruits in the American diet and they float in water because they're less dense.
A herb. Get over it. As if you'd order a steak and there'd be a banana on it.
There's one that agrees with you. Bananas are actually berries.
Yes.
And here's the thing you said about them being a lethal weapon. If you freeze one, it would be strong enough to hammer a nail into a piece of wood.
That's actually very handy because I don't own a hammer and I regularly have bananas.
Yeah. So provided you're not in a hurry to hammer your nail in.
Who's ever in a hurry to hammer a nail up?
You can wait and then you'd be able to hammer it in. Couldn't do that with a blooming papaya.
You don't know. Maybe you could probably measure if the picture was going to be straight with the papaya and hammer a nail in with the banana.
Yeah, how do you know?
Are there any DIY elements to a papaya, Michael?
No, not as far as I know. But I think we will freeze a banana and see what happens, lads.
I think we should freeze a banana.
You know, Mike is literally putting together a banana roadshow. He was outside.
He's so excited.
Physically demonstrating how it curves.
He's so excited. Like, he's properly excited over, like, everybody talking
Magic
about.
Mike's banana roadshow.
But they are. They're an amazing fruit. You can do pancakes with them.
Yeah, very true.
You can do everything with
Good
them.
Good pancakes. Your pancake recipe is an excellent one.
Yeah, it's the egg of fruit.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, you can have it at any time of the day. and almost with any meal, unless you're some sort of lunatic that thinks it's a herb.
Yeah.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
The Hit Bit is worth €1,180 this morning. All for you if you can tell us what it is, and here's what it sounds like. That is the classic Hit Bit. Loads of wrong answers now on classichits.ie. And it was announced yesterday by Magical Michael himself that come a Valentine's Day,
right,
if it's not won, a clue will be given out.
Right,
so we've got to hold him to that.
What's that? Tomorrow week, is
tomorrow
it?
Tomorrow week, yeah. So one more week if it's not won. And remember, the last few times that's happened, it's gone pretty quick after the clue. He tends to be good with the clues. But anyway, at the moment, Linda Tierney's going to have a go and take it off everybody first. Hiya, Linda.
Morning.
How are you getting on? What part of the country are you in this morning, Linda?
I was in Lucan, now I'm in Clondalkin. I'm travelling.
All right, okay. Right. Is that work, Linda, yeah?
Yeah, that's Bluebell. Right.
All right, okay, good stuff. How's the traffic? Is it okay?
That's grand, as usual. I was really nice this morning, letting someone out, you know, courtesy like you do, and the fecker in the BMW in the 151...
Yeah.
BMW behind me
beat. She's
naughty. I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
I only let one car out. It's
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It's them BMW drivers. They're all the same.
Yeah, they think they know everything on the road.
They do. Isn't that right, Jim?
Especially when they have modern ones.
Yeah.
Look at him trying to get himself out of this.
If you have ones where you have to put your feet through the floor to get it to move, it doesn't count.
So I hope he's listening now. So, future, I'm
going to
let two cars out.
Look in your mirror there.
See, he's starting all red.
I'm putting my glasses down on my nose and I'm giving him the look.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than the look, I tell you.
Oh, I love that. Right, yeah. So let's try and cheer you up then after your disaster of a morning with the Mr. BMW man. What do you think, Linda?
I think it's Wax Bridge to Your Heart.
Oh, wow. That's a great old tune.
Song.
Great old tune.
No.
Can I just say hello to my walk husband, Charlie O'Connor?
Your walk husband? Come on, Charlie O'Connor. Yeah.
We all have a walk husband and walk
wives
as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Okay, very good.
Sir Jim is my walk husband, even though he doesn't want to be.
Shapers. Yeah. And I've been looking for a divorce for ages.
Me and Charlie are walk husband. He's my walk husband and walk. He's retiring next year, so I don't know what else to do.
Great. What does your real husband think about it?
He's grand.
Oh, he's all right.
He's the guy behind her in the BMW.
Yeah,
I know.
No. He drives 40 foot.
Lovely. Linda, take care of yourself. Have a good one. Cheers. Bye bye.
See you, Linda. Good luck.
Oh, poor Mike singing. He was left hanging.
I know. He was left hanging. She just went, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah. Come on, I'll chat. You weren't appreciated there, Michael.
Not at all, no.
Was there a follow-up to your singing?
No, but that was to the tune of Wax Bridge to Your Heart.
Yeah.
It's just, you know the way he likes to explain all his jokes. It's not enough that we laugh at them yesterday and explain them posthumously. Right, so Colm in Galway. How are you, Colm?
Hello, how are you getting on? You well?
Not bad at all, Colm. How are you getting on this morning?
I'm not too bad, so not too bad. I'm just out of the bed now.
Just out of the bed?
Just putting on a couple of my legs and... having a cup of tea in.
Taking it handy. A couple of eggs and a cup of tea. Are you even out of the pyjamas yet, Colm?
Oh, I'm downstairs. I just found eggs. I don't know if I'm in
the
spot.
There you go.
One leg?
No. Egg!
Why do I say there's one leg out of the pyjamas? He's only one leg out of the pyjamas. He eats his breakfast before he takes out the other one. Colm, what's the crack? Let's try and get you a few weirdest hit bit
we've ever done. Do you know that?
There's not a fella sitting beside you that drives a BMW by any chance.
Right, what's your guess, Colm? Go for it.
I think it's Frost. When will I be there?
Oh, God, brilliant.
We're pulling out a few
crackin'
classics
80
today.
Songs, yeah.
Colm, you are wrong, unfortunately, which means I owe you nothing. Bloody hell. Can everyone hold it? Stop talking over my puns.
Hello?
Sorry.
Yeah, Colm, sorry. Colm.
What's Colm? Gareth O'Callaghan.
I haven't spoken to him in a long time. He's posting away there. I think he's all right. I mean, he's struggling on, but I think he's doing okay.
You get him on the social media a lot, Colm, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's a battler, so he is.
Listen, Colm, have a good old day. Take care of yourself. Thanks for playing.
Okay, lads.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye. Right. Bye.
Another person with no interest in your puns, mate.
This has turned into the Niall Boylan show.
It is, yeah.
Everyone yapping and yapping.
And you just being left out there in the cold.
And me just being left out in the cold, yeah.
That's a shocker. Absolute shocker. And Mike, what did you want to say, Mike? Come on. You were deprived of your pun.
I said it. I said he's wrong, which means I owe you nothing, which is another Bross song.
So you're just upset that he wouldn't let you explain your joke again?
No, no one heard it because he talked over me about eggs or something. Anyway, I'm retiring from the pun thing.
No, you're not allowed.
I'm making it official.
No, you're not allowed to retire. You're only allowed to be fired.
Well, fire me then.
No. No. We might put you on a last warning, maybe.
Great.
A written warning. And we're not firing you.
Be careful, because once you get 300 of them, you're out.
Right, so no winner for us on the hit bit, but it means Damien Farrelly gets a chance to give away the cash later on.
20-5, Damien Farrelly be having a go, so you can ring him up. If you're in a 151 BMW today, just might be your day. Text in and have a go.
Yeah, Blur and Country House here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, or Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it. 6th of February, thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being here. 087-188-0008. Still haven't had our Forever Young song for today. Bananarama and Venus. That's going to happen at some stage.
Coming a bit later today, obviously, yeah.
Speaking of Bananarama, we ended up in a weird conversation about bananas.
Couldn't get away from it. 2 hours now. Yeah. 2 hours straight, we're on a banana chat. But it's gone mad.
We're going to kick off now. We're going to stick with food, but kick off bananas.
Yeah, we are sticking with food. Apparently, in news that is not really shocking news whatsoever, yeah. But I suppose in some way kind of a nice little thing to lie on, if you know what I mean.
To lie on?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, so it's a comfortable... You'll be delighted with this. It'll be like a little bit of a comfort veil for you when you hear that Ireland's favourite dinner is still meat and two veg.
Ah, meat and two veg.
Made it sound like you were lying down getting into bed. Veg. Meat and two veg. Still a and it's a major service on this thing. What Ireland...
So I was just thinking back to you lying on your meat and two veg.
Yeah, well... That's not very comfortable.
Happens.
That's not very comfortable, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So this is a big survey. 7,000 evening meals across the country. So it's a big sweep. So if you do that, it sort of gives you quite a good idea what
that's a big survey, yeah.
It shows that children are somewhat more adventurous. Spaghetti bolognese is still sort of the favourite of the kids.
That is a very good
dinner.
It's
brilliant, it is.
Spaghetti
and you
bolognese.
Pretend. I know, I think my sister might be making that and pretending she'd be making it for the kids. But really, it's for her.
That's an amazing comfort food.
It's the best food. It's
the
lovely.
Old spag ball.
It's lovely. Haven't had one in years either.
Is that what a spag ball is, by the way? It is spaghetti
bolognese.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's hardly going to be a ravioli, yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Spaghetti bolognese. Researchers then surveyed a sample of 5,925 adults and 1,841 children. Their evening meals collected over 7 days. So it's big, like.
Yeah.
And they say that health factors do influence the modern meal. People are more health conscious about it. And with all the chat of veganism and all of that, still only 1% of dinners that are
vegan.
Exclusively vegan around the country, yeah.
Right.
So there's a lot of chat about it, a lot of noise about it, more and more people converting to the ways of the vegan all the time. But it's still really a minority in Ireland,
actually,
anyway.
It's interesting that it is, that the meat and two veg is still big, because you would imagine that with people claiming to be much busier and less time and all that, that it would be, you know, kind of one pot wonders, it'd be... You know, people looking for stuff that they could do.
Well,
that'd be kind of...
Now, it's still not simple. It's not as simple as just one meal for everyone. The one size fits all dinner, that's gone.
Right.
So it might be meat and two veg.
So you don't do
but
it
you're
for
not
like
all having
everybody
this,
in the no, house.
No, that's sort of that's not what it used to be. Now, someone might have chicken and the other lad might go, oh no, when you're finished, I'll stick a sausage on. You know, so there's like... The one-size-fits-all approach to evening meals, they reckon that's really going downhill. So I'm 1 in 10 evening meals, now eating in different rooms to the rest of the family.
Oh my God.
Thank God we finally got sense there. That was an awful thing for a few years, wasn't it? When you had to sit
You've
down.
You led that campaign.
Is there anything worse than sitting down in silence and having to force chat over food that would be nice if you were just left on your own?
Right.
Looking at your phone and watching the telly. I mean, you wouldn't answer the phone to these people. And now you have to sit down and eat your dinner with them. Get out of it.
Would you be a dinner on your lap in front of the telly?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I'd say most people are nowadays.
Look, if someone was saying, oh,
virtually every day,
what do you want
be
for
me.
Dinner? I'm putting it on. I'd be there going, well, I'm eating out because I'm not going, you know. I'm not going to go through that.
So you're cooking tonight, are you? Yeah. Oh, grand. Well, I'll just nip out.
Yeah, well, I'll get a Chinese. Don't worry about me. I'll get you one and all, but I'll be eating it in the car. Because I can't stand that whole carry-on. Oh. That expectation around dinner.
Yeah.
Oh my! You know,
you're talking about the kind of table dinner where people are expected to make conversation, are you?
Well, at least, yeah, especially if there's just two of you. Oh my God, how infuriating is that?
How was your day?
None of your business. I was out in it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just back.
Yeah.
I
just want to know what's going on in your life.
I don't care. I don't want to know what's going on in your life. Can we just talk about something else?
Look, your dinner's going cold. Shut up and just eat it.
Eat your dinner. I'll tell you, do whatever you want with your dinner. Stick it in your ear. I'm going into the next room.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
I can't be dealing with that.
So meat and two veg, do they specify? Is it the old bacon and cabbage and potatoes
it
stuff?
It just says meat and two veg. And like I was saying, it's varied. So it's not the same. So it is changing. It's changing all the time. So like you'd have you and me. I might have chicken and some veg. You might have a steak and veg.
Yeah, yeah.
If the likes of Mike you'd have a, I don't know, a
Venezuelan kangaroo.
Venezuelan
something.
Kangaroo pocket and papaya. whatever
they need
to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a slightly different thing.
With crushed avocado and, yeah.
Yeah, but takeaway is still very popular as well. 1 in 10 meals is a takeaway in Ireland. Chinese, still the most popular food.
Still the tops,
still
is
the
it?
Still the most popular. When it comes to home delivery, it's pizza. So, you know, you'll grab your Chinese and go back. You won't do it with the pizza. You'll always get that delivered. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. I haven't had a Chinese in years. I'm going to have one this weekend.
And pizza is one of those great things like that, a delivered pizza, like a pizza from a pizzeria. You know what I mean? For whatever it is, 4-star, Domino, whoever you go to. Just always better than. You can never recreate a pizza in your house.
I swear to God, I don't...
Properly.
I don't need... I'm not the fella. I never... If I'm out and I'm having fizzies and someone's won an extra point, you have another one. No, I'm going. But see, on the way, can I walk past the pizza shop? I can't do it.
There's something...
Can't do it.
It's an amazing food.
I don't even want to eat it sometimes. I want to just lie down in it. I just love it so much.
Yeah. PJ doesn't like to lie in his meat and two veg. But give him a pizza.
Give me a pizza.
He'll roll himself up in it.
I'll be rolling around the house in it and everything. Rabbit use it as a pillow. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Now look what you've done. So now I'm starving again.
I know, yeah, same here. I'll run in and get a couple of them ham buns.
George Michael, Too Funky here at Classic Hits. 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Still waiting for our Forever Young song to hit Bananarama. And Venus has got to happen before 10 o'clock today. Remember, when you hear it, if you want to try and win that VIP package for four of you. Luxury glamping, courtesy of Pitched Perfect Glamping. And the meet and greets and the VIP upgrades and all that
deadly
sort of stuff.
So it is, yeah.
Pretty cool.
So make sure not to miss it. Like we said, text in win. Or a banana fact to 087-188-0008.
But only when you hear Bananarama and Venus. That's the song.
Oh, yeah, that's the key, yeah.
That's the song for today. Plenty more still to happen, of course. We've got the breakfast table quiz ticking along nicely. Nice little break for that for the foodies.
It is.
We seem to have ended up on a bit of a foodie kick this morning.
I've gone mad now. After that last one, I can't get my mind off getting some nice outside food this weekend. So I think it'll be this. I was just saying.
You didn't even have pizza here yesterday.
No. It wasn't here, was it, when I was
you
here?
You left before the pizza.
Oh,
arrived.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't see any pizza.
Yeah.
So I'm getting some gourmet gourmet food burgers.
Yeah. You mean from Gourmet Burger Kitchen?
That's the one.
That's the
I'm getting a load. I'm going to get a load of them this weekend.
Yeah.
Gourmet food burgers from the Gourmet Burger Kitchen.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying, actually, PJ, for a homemade pizza... Right, hang on a second. Use flatbread, pizza sauce, mushrooms, pepperoni, mustard, cheese, ham. Right, yeah, sounds like a lot of work now.
I know, Lisa, and I get that, and I bet you, I don't doubt you for a second, it's probably the nicest thing ever. What I was trying to say was the temptation, it's when I'm sitting there, and when I was in Dunleary,
yeah.
Like, I'd literally walk out of the local place and across the road, and it got to the point where I could walk into the pub, right, and they'd say, what do you want? But I'd walk into the pizza place and they go, the usual.
Oh my God.
You know that way?
Brilliant. So, and I know, and like, look, don't get me wrong, I know there's people who do and they specialise and they do these kind of, you know, oven baked, blah, blah, you know, it's kind of whatever.
No,
right?
I want the dirt. The dirt.
I'm sorry, and even though you're thinking, this is probably so bad for me.
The dirt.
Yeah.
The place is open till 3 o'clock in the morning.
You want, it's seedy.
Yeah. Fellas blowing snot rockets on the floor.
Snot rockets. Oh, man.
It's not on the pizza, Jim. It's not on the pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a plate.
What is your pizza choice? In fact, better still, right? Guarantee you, you'll nail my pizza of choice first time.
Yeah, it's all the meats. Literally anything. If it was alive, I wanted on it.
Yeah.
It'd be not only just...
I don't care. Yeah, they all have different names for it. Meat Feast. Mighty Meaties.
Feed the Meaters. That's one of them.
Whatever. If it's that, whatever your meat thing is, that's my pizza of choice.
Yeah, and I would be very similar now.
If you cut your finger off, leave it in there.
Leave it in. Throw it in. Throw it in. If you L fossils. Anything. Throw them in.
That's me. What are you?
I'm a roadkill and I'd be badgering on his pizza. I'd be like you.
Yeah?
I'd be pretty much like you, but I have to get like jalapenos on it.
You like a bit of spice.
I need a little bit of bite.
Jalapenos.
Yeah, I need a bit of jalapenos.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing. Yeah, wouldn't knock you for that.
Or as Filipinos, as I've heard them ordered as.
Do they do them in meat flavour? Have you any meat flavoured jalapenos, have you?
Mister? Yeah. Imagine. I'll have the meat-flavoured Filipinos and chips.
Venus from Bananarama here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock. That, of course, was the song. It was our Forever Young song for this morning. For us, for your chance to win. How much the WhatsApp machine goes into.
It goes into meltdown. It does, doesn't it? It goes into utter meltdown as soon as those songs come on. And it is, it's understandable for the festival that's in it, to be fair.
It is a belter, to be fair.
That we had. But anyway, someone has to go into the draw. That's the main thing. Rachel Douglas is going into the draw this morning. How are you, Rachel Douglas?
Well done.
You are our draw entry person of the morning. So you're going on in there. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, because it's not long to wait. Tomorrow is when we announce who actually wins the overall prize. And also a reminder, if you're a fan of Forever Young, and you really should be, you need to check this out for yourself. ForeverYoungFestival.ie is the website.
Now, do we have more? Is she coming to tell us tomorrow?
Yeah, she's just going to say that.
Yeah, she's going to tell us tomorrow about the extra acts that are being added on again.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I said it yesterday. She's bringing people back from the dead. Like, I actually can't believe the names she has is getting ridiculous at this stage.
PJ got very excited last Friday when she announced Bad Manners had been added to the lineup.
Oh, I got very excited.
You know the way you went? You actually went a bit the way Mike goes whenever you mention Oasis.
I know.
You went all misty-eyed and started looking out the window.
I just didn't imagine I would have the opportunity to see Bad Manners in the summer. Bust our blood vessel in the flesh. At this stage, like, the only thing more impressive with this would be like if she did something like brought Mick Jagger back from the dead and had him play in Crow Park or something. That would be the only way that you could top this. Mad. Absolutely mad.
If you want to check out the full list, it is a big, big list in fairness. Marty Pello, Jimmy Somerville, Paul Young. We just played Bananarama. You got the Boomtown Rats, Bad Manners, as PJ mentioned, the Undertones. You got Hot Chocolate, Five Star, Johnny H. Jazz, Cutting Crew, the Blow Monkeys, Chesney Hawks.
Of course, Jimmy Somerville making his return.
The Adventures as well.
You know, the Adventures of Chesney Hawks. What a movie that'd be.
And there's more to be added. Sharon Alston from Forever Young Festival will be on with PJ and myself tomorrow morning to add even more acts to that lineup. ForeverYoungFestival.ie if you want to check it out and find out about tickets. But of course, it's a VIP weekend package for four. Loads of upgrades. Full luxury glamping package from Pitched Perfect Glamping. A chance to meet and greet with the artists. That's what we're offering. And not just us, of course. It's the lads right across the day.
Oh, yeah, all through the day. So listen in with Nikki and Damien and everybody.
I know there's generally no reason to listen once we go off air at 10 o'clock, but on this occasion...
Yeah, this occasion, yeah. If you want to hear people making sense for the rest of the day, that's your problem.
Yeah.
But it's worth it just to get your hands on the tickets.
Be it on your own head. Anyway, yeah, the lads will give you plenty more opportunities to win right across the day. And, of course, tomorrow is the big day when we hand out the prize. Tonight.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, this week, as you know, we're with the Gourmet Burger Kitchen, GBK, as most people know them, GBK.ie if you want to check them out. And actually, speaking of online, if you want to make sure that you get a table, if you don't want to just rock up and worry about the idea that they might be jammed and you won't get a table, you can actually book online via the website Book a Table. So you can actually go and book your table there at any of their locations. Liffey Valley, South Ann Street, South William Street, Temple Bar there, the four in Dublin. And of course, what we have for you this week is a two-night stay in a four-star Dublin City Centre hotel. Plus, you get to enjoy two evening meals at any of those four GBK restaurants in Dublin. You can go along and check out their 100% Irish prime beef burgers. Or if the beef doesn't do it for you, you can do the chicken or the veggie or the vegan or whatever you fancy.
Or any of them. There's something for everybody, that's for sure. But 11 is the score to beat, so it's not small, but it's not huge either. 12 or more will put you in the lead, and with one day left, you'll be in a pretty good place. William Dillon is in Limerick and he's going to have a go this morning. How are you, William?
How are you, guys?
How's it going, William? What's your story this morning? Work, rest or play for you?
I'm working today. Driving the lorry.
Driving the lorry, alright. So whereabouts are you now?
I'm in Limerick and Kilmallock in Limerick.
Right, so have you a big day ahead of you?
I have, I've got to Kerry after here.
Oh, Kerry? Alright, okay.
Yep. Kerry, I was actually half expecting to say Amsterdam or something. I don't know.
There's no bid in the truck.
Right, so William, we're on your side as always. How are you feeling about it?
We'll give it a shot and see where we go.
I sense a quiet confidence about this one, PJ. I sense a quiet confidence. Right, William, very best of luck. We got 60 seconds. We need at least the dirty dozen. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ecuador shares its border with Colombia and what other country?
Brazil.
Peru, what do Americans call their underground train system?
Subway.
What egg are the types of drugs used to fight allergies as like hay fever?
Antibiotics.
It's antihistamines. What's the usual three-word response to the chant, Oggy, Oggy, Oggy?
Oi, oi, oi.
Which actor played the title role in Carlito's Way?
Pass.
Is Al Pacino, the expression, in a wild crocodile, is the expected response to what catchphrase? See you later, alligator. What is 4 plus 3 plus 2?
11.
It's 9. Which film composer wrote this music for Superman and Indiana Jones?
Pat.
John Williams. Which country did Arsenal's Patrick Vieira play for?
France.
Box calf, chamois and patent are all types of what?
Pat.
Leather. In mythology, the chalice used by Christ at the Last Supper was called the Holy what?
Grail.
What A is the medical term for a graze or a minor skin wound?
Oh, pass.
It's an abrasion.
Oh.
I wouldn't have got half of them now. I'm not... A few toughies.
And I'm
saying I wouldn't got half of them when I have the answers to the other half.
Yeah. There was a few toughies in there, to be fair.
Yeah,
you came up against it today, William.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. You did manage 1, 2, 3, 4 correct answers anyway. But there was a few toughies in there, to be fair.
Definitely a tougher bunch of questions anyway, that's for sure, William.
Listen, William, safe driving today in the truck. Take care of yourself. Thanks for playing, man.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
See you later, boss. Stay safe.
Right, so it means we head into Friday. Again, looking for the dirty dozen to win it. 12 correct answers. Now you know exactly what you got to achieve. 12 correct answers within the 60 seconds will be enough to win you this two-night stay in a four-star Dublin City Centre hotel and two evening meals at any of the four GBK restaurants in Dublin. That's our prize this week, with thanks to Gourmet Burger Kitchen. And as I say, you can check out all about them on their website, gbk.ie. That's what it's called, All That She Wants. Ace of Base, of course, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 6 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008. Even if some of them are slightly threatening. People are getting very uptight about the old Forever Young VIP package.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that. I saw some people giving out to us because they went like, we...
Antoinette was literally saying she's going to give us one last chance in the morning. I don't know. There's a sense of impending kind of doom about that if we don't deliver.
I know. Antoinette, just to remind you, we have nothing to do with the selection process.
Yeah.
We're literally the mere messengers when it comes to this.
Rebecca, raging with us. She said she even went to the trouble of sending us a photo of our big banana.
Send that again there. I missed that. Oh, there it is.
Look at that.
That is a big banana.
That is a big banana. Okay, it's in close-up, but nonetheless.
It is, yeah. That is.
So, I mean, look, as PJ said, we are mere messengers.
Yeah, we can't influence it. I will say Rebecca must have a tiny mouth. Look at the size of the bite she took off that banana. It's only like literally the very tip of it's gone. Look at that. She's got a huge banana and a tiny little mouth.
How did the banana thing just... How did that become a
theme
of the show today?
I know, I don't... You were going on about how you can chemically ripen a banana, and ever since then, the whole morning has revolved around a bunch of bananas of some description. So that's
so
what happens.
A man can't innocently relay a banana fact without it becoming a big deal. Is
it's
that what
the
you're
butterfly
telling me?
Effect or the banana effect, as it will now be known. When you mention it, it keeps going and it won't end.